Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back to I Allegedly. It's time to get out of town, guys. Time to leave. Time to fold up your tent and close your business and get out of Dodge, man. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and let's get right into it. New York City is in the midst of something insane right now. They just had a primary election for mayor, new mayor. The current mayor is Eric Adams. And Eric Adams was a Democrat, now he's an independent, and Andrew Cuomo, who belongs in a federal penitentiary as far as I'm concerned, ran against him. And the funny thing about this was he got slaughtered, completely beaten like a dog in the primary by a socialist named Zohran Zamdani. Now this guy is 33 years old, and this guy wants to give away the moon. And wants to have government stores, wants to have a rent freeze, which will destroy New York City's rent. If you are a landlord, you are out of business. He wants to have it so that if you own a business, you can only charge so much. But what's happened right now is that local politicians have stepped forward and said, wait a second, this is insane. This is going to destroy New York City. You guys did this to yourself. Now, the kids that voted for this guy, and there's a bunch of people in their 20s that voted for this guy, you know, and they're making a big deal. You know, it was 100-degree weather, and people went out and voted. I'm at a concert in the park right now. That's 100 degrees. Who cares? I hate stuff like this. Your vote has consequences. You did this to yourself. New York City is a joke. You know, the first time I was there, it was in 2012. I went there a year ago with my daughter, and it was an absolute disaster, okay? And it was a joke. It was absolutely nothing short of an abysmal crime wave. And I had people that walked with me that recognized me from the channel. Like, what are you doing walking in the Gold District? The Gold and Diamond District? Are you kidding? This is a bad area? Yeah, you shouldn't be out here by yourself. So I was there to protect my daughter. And we had to have people with us the entire time because it's such an asshole. Now, Anthony Pompliano runs a big hedge fund. He said, I really can't believe that this happened. You did it, dude. You did this to yourself. Every single person in New York City, you guys, with your arrogance, voted for this stuff. You let this idiot, this guy's psychopath, sit there and get elected. Now, there is a good chance that this guy will be mayor. And Bill Ackman, you know, Pershing Square, this guy is a billionaire, steps forward today and said, listen, we need to support Eric Adams and his bid to get reelected. Guys, it's never going to happen. It's over with, guys. It is over with. You're going to have a socialist Muslim run New York City, and he's going to give away the moon. There is nothing right now that is going to stop this guy. I really don't think that. I think all the kids are going to vote for this, and the idea of free lunch and Coke in the fountain and everything is nuts. So Dan's taking a break. I just wanted to come out and deal with this. But this is insane, guys. You guys did this to yourself. What happened? What happened to this? You know, you've got to stop. You know, let's go left and right. This is not left, guys. This is socialism. This is you wake up every day and you get a free check. On what planet does that work, guys? It's never worked in history. And you know what you have? When you have this, you have nothing but chaos. You have businesses that cannot perform. You have municipalities. You have cities that cannot perform. And you're going to sit there and do this? It's nuts. But New York City, you did this to yourself. Everybody that allowed this to happen, you did this to yourself. And you think that this is okay? You're nuts. Think about this. Now, there's a lot more to this. John Castamatis is the CEO of Cristetis, a huge grocery chain on the East Coast and in New York City. And he said, how do you have a state-run, city-run, grocery store? It doesn't work. Now, here, think about this. Free daycare. 6 weeks to 6 years old, you get free daycare. Okay? We're going to give it away. Who's going to pay for that? The rich. Okay? We're going to give you free healthcare, free bus services. Oh God, this sounds great. Where do I sign up for that? You don't. You understand? It is insane, guys. This is nuts. Absolutely out of control that this is happening right now. And what's happening right now is that people are buying this nonsense. But Christetis, Castaneda, the CEO of Christetis, said, listen, we're going to have to fold up shop. You just can't do this. And the guy's like, listen, if we have a city-run grocery store, it's going to be easy. You have the lowest margin ever in a grocery store chain, and this guy's going to run this himself and have state-run and free love and girls that don't shave their armpits. I mean, it's going to be nuts. But again, you did this to yourself, New York City. New York City, you can hate everybody. You can be the coolest kids in the block. You're destroying yourself from within. And this is the perfect example of this. Look at the UK. Look at what's happened with all their mayors that are not from that country. All the people that get welfare, these people come in, they have 6, 8 kids, and the government's supposed to pay for that. And the tax dollars are not there to support this. They're not there to support free healthcare. It's not there. So you can only have so much of this nonsense before you have to pay for it, okay? So it's like, no, it's going to be easier. It's going to be better. The problem with it is that, walk across the street, people are buying this nonsense and saying, it's going to be great, man. We're going to have such a great life with this. No, you're not. No, you're not. So again, these large cities, Chicago, New York, Atlanta, San Francisco, are just taxing themselves to oblivion. They're giving everything away and trying to get all these different programs, and they have no way of paying for them. So what happens? By the way, I forgot to mention the best part, they want to defund the police. Let's get rid of the cops, man. Come on, firefighters. What do we need those for? Okay? It's insane, guys. It's Looneyville. But you know what? I am sick of this. I'm too old for this nonsense. And you want to vote for these people? Go do it. You should sell everything. Business owners. The real estate broker, Ryan Serhant, he's got his reality shows. That guy is a total success. But that guy, in the last 24 hours, has had more people reach out to him to say that they want to get the hell out of New York. Forget the 13% taxes. Forget everything they have there. Forget all that stuff. You know what they want to do? They don't want to have a rental property and have somebody live there for free and not be able to charge them a living wage. You pay millions of dollars. I want you to think about this before I go back to the concept. The average rent is $5,471 in New York City. No one can afford that. It's too expensive. You need 40 times that in wages. It means you need to make $200,000 a year to be able to afford that rent in New York is what they want you to have. Who makes that, guys? Who makes that? Okay? That's for a one-bedroom place. Now, you can sit there and you can go on and on and on with this. It's nuts, guys. But you guys did this to yourself. New York hates itself. They hate us, everybody. You know, Kathy Hochul was in a Senate committee this week and made a complete fool of herself. So, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, just a quick one, and I'm really pissed off, okay? I'll see you soon.